This is Yarraville FM 99.1. I'm Mel Potter, and this is Breaking Out the Archives. And I've got a lady on the line, hopefully, by the name of Cindy Perrett, and she was a breakfast announcer that holds the record. Hello, Cindy, are you there?
I'm good. How are you, Mel?
Ah, good. You're online. I didn't bosh it up for a change.
It's coming through clear, yeah?
Sorry?
Coming through clear.
Yeah, yeah. I did an interview with Ian Fingers Ferguson from Carson Taylor, and I cut him off halfway through the interview, and it was very embarrassing. It was the first time I've used this new system. So, Cindy Perrett, long-time breakfast announcer, you hold the record and still do for the longest-running breakfast program here at Yarraville FM. Did you know that?
Yeah, but that's because nobody wants to get up that early.
Well, that's true. Yeah, I used to do it. It was a tough gig, though.
Yeah, I loved it, though, because, I don't know, you operate on a different level in the morning.
Yeah, that's true. Now you've been gone from the Yarraville for about 3 years. Would I be right in saying that?
Yep, 3 years.
Yeah,
just over 3 years since I stopped being on air.
Right, Breakfast with Cindy. Most people will remember you, especially with that
program. Remember?
Especially with that infectious laugh that you had. That's what got me. I loved listening to you laugh. You're so joyous.
Sometimes.
Ah, yeah, yeah. Well, 90% of the time.
It's got a lot huskier nowadays.
Oh, yeah, well, we'll get into that. Now, you moved from the Yarra Valley. This is sort of like a, this is your life, Cindy, segment. We'll make it. So you moved out of the Yarra Valley and moved to a place called Bem River. Where's that?
Bem River, yeah. It's, you go up past Lake's entrance. It's a pocket on the right-hand side, you know, towards the sea. Just after you pass Orbost, about 3/4 of an hour from Orbost. And so it's Conran. It's Conran National Park area.
Okay.
Is wilderness, that near, you know, coastal wilderness.
So it's
you
not
head up towards Mallacoota and New South Wales on the coast road. And we're one of the tiny pockets off on the right-hand side before you reach Cam River. So we're like halfway between Orbost and Cam River. We're about 3/4 of an hour from Orbost and about a little bit more than 3/4 of an hour from Cam River.
Not as far as Merimula?
No, nowhere near. We're only 5 hours from the Yarra Valley.
Oh, okay.
And we're 30 kilometres off the main road or 32 kilometres. I don't know. You get so used to the place, you forget how many kilometres you are off the main road. So we have one other road going out. Well, actually, we have two, but they're really rough. So we have one road that leads into town and two dirt roads, coastal roads, that lead out of town. But one of them's closed off mostly, four-wheel drive track, and the other one is between here and Cam River. And that one was used during the bushfires, actually.
Okay. So you were there during the most recent bushfires in Gippsland?
Yeah, we were here. We got locked in for 6 weeks into Bem River. We had to get permits and go out in convoys to, you know, for people to get out of Bem. They had to convoy out with police and authorities and CFA and that. Mm.
Right. Yeah. How far were the fires away from you?
Well, you could see flames and stuff and we were surrounded by smoke, but we were lucky as in they weren't that far, but our CFA during the bushfires did two major burn-offs which protected our town, so we were totally protected.
Right, so you got a lot
but
of tea tree down there, isn't it?
It's like Cam River and all that.
Yeah.
Cam River, we're really, really lucky actually because it was about to onslaught onto them. I think that was Christmas or New Year's actually, and the wind changed, but they were worse off than us.
Wow!
If it had hit Cam River, then we would have been, you know, we had the, we could see the flames. It was happening over at Swan Lake. It was all burning, and we had peat burning just off to the left of where I live, and you could see that burning all the time.
Wow, that's terrible. So,
yeah, but I have to say one thing to cap that is even though this one affected me, I've been through two before. I mean, we went through Ash Wednesday and then we went through Black Saturday. When I talked about the bushfires just recently during a, you know, we were doing a first aid course and they asked us how we felt, you know. I was more affected by Black Saturday bushfires than this one. But I had to deal with a lot of people who were affected by the bushfires afterwards.
Yeah.
So, and my friend had it run straight through her property. She was just really lucky that her other half made it to the property to put out three fires under the house. So their property, it went straight through and burnt everything bar the house. So that was really cool.
Wow. Now,
but, you know, a lot of people lost their homes in Mallacoota, and that was traumatic because they'd never been through.
Very sad.
Yeah, they'd been through one in the early 90s where they all had to gather around the water. But this one was, they were not used to it up here as much. You know, it hadn't happened for such a long time. I guess that's, you know, so it was a, it was more being locked in.
Yeah,
and not being able to move around, that affected people here in Bem.
Yeah, and because you were in Cockatoo, weren't you?
Sorry?
You were living in Cockatoo with the other fires.
Saturday we did the radio and that, remember?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah, you were still here at that stage.
We knew personally people who had lost people. Fortunately about these bushfires is there wasn't as much loss of life, although there were two losses here afterwards due to heart attack of people who fought diligently to help save staff, and in the end I guess the stress and their health, so they were legends, and you know, sad losses. There were some sad losses, but they weren't actually because of the bushfire. This was afterwards.
So apart from the bushfires, I see that you've got a boat doing some fishing in the inlets up there.
Yeah, you would talk about boats and fishing. It's a fisherman's paradise up here. So we get a lot of fishing clubs and stuff like that.
Mm.
And, yes, we got – well, we had a boat, right? We bought a boat before we left long time. We've had a boat long time now, but the motor – I mean, good motor, Johnson motor – didn't do too bad, but now we've got the new boot. Do you know what motor it is, Mal? Do you remember what motor I've got now?
Not really.
Hang on a second. I'll just...
Mercury?
Sorry, what is it, Wayne?
A Mercury?
Yamaha.
Oh, yeah, motor. Yamaha, yeah. They're pretty good motors.
Pretty good motor, yeah.
Yeah, 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 they're solid.
They
don't rust out. They've got good steel alloy that doesn't rust out with the salt water as much.
It was well looked after by the person who owned it before, who was, getting older and stuff like that. And I think, not sure if he was giving up the boat because he wasn't doing it anymore, but the boat had been well looked after, been kept under cover and only used a certain amount of time. So we really... did very well, and we got it quite good price. So yeah, it's great to have the boat.
Yeah, and you got excellent surf beaches to fish there as well. I remember as a young bloke, we went up the Bem River and got a lot of what they call jewfish, which is actually a mulloway. And
now the biggest catches are brim.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, brim is very predominant and also tagged fish. We had a lot of tagged.
Yeah.
Fish caught here, $10,000 tagged fish.
Oh,
and
wow.
$10,000, a lot got caught. They did it all over the country.
That's a good way to bring in people.
I reckon we had about six or seven caught here.
That's excellent.
I'm guessing. I know it was more than five, though.
What a way to bring in the tourists. Yeah.
Yeah, it's mostly we get a lot of fishing, fishermen.
Yeah. Now, you're got a quiet group going at the Bem River Hotel, is that right?
Well, it's not at the Bem River Hotel, but recently we did the carols opposite because the main park here, you know, we've only got the hotel and one shop here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're pretty
ruinous.
Yes. But you, and our hotel is opposite our main park area.
Okay.
So our choir, which is not a choir in your traditional sense of choir.
Mm.
It was called a choir, but it really is a sing-along.
Okay.
So the choir, we go out there into community and we do our singing and we hand out words and we do all popular top 40, you know, stuff that people can recognise. And they sing along with us. And
I
it's
know.
Great fun. And Christmas carols, though, was hard.
I've seen some of your fantastic posts on Facebook. You got a guy in the choir that looks like Stewie out of Max Meredith and the Meteors with the big long beard.
Yes, he also looks like someone from Thin Lizzy, don't you reckon?
Yeah, one of them does. Sort of reminds me of Stewie out of Max Meredith and the Meteors, the drummer.
Yeah, he's a well-known character and one of the small heroes, or actually reasonably good-sized heroes in the bushfires too, was that Max Scales is his name.
Ah, right. That's
They're
cool.
lovely people. It's a group where people come and go from, but they're welcome at all times, and it's very, supportive.
Yeah.
One of the most supportive groups I've ever encountered, and just great way to bring people together who have different interests. You know, you got artists, you got teacher, you got Max, you know.
Now, Stewie.
So it brings together different people. Sorry, what was that?
Stewie, I meant.
Stewie. He would laugh.
So obviously it's a tight, friendly little community. Obviously most of those little sea shanty places are.
Well, you know, Bim River's only got here. So the choir are actually Cam River. The choir are in Cam River. So they're, like 3/4 of an hour from us.
Right.
And so I deal with the Cam, go figure. You know, when I was in the Yarra Valley, I lived in Cockatoo and spent most of my time in the Warrialik area with the Yarra Valley people. And here, I spent a lot of time here with this community because we're a small community. And you can't really avoid people in Bem River. You can't breathe without somebody knowing what you've done.
No, you wouldn't. I was just about to say that. You wouldn't want to do anything untoward. Everybody would know about it.
Yeah, that's right. And you would be told if it's really untoward. But no, it's a great community. We all, as in, we're not perfect, you know. We have our differences amongst us. And, this is such a small community, 50 people. Imagine Yarra Valley FM all living in one area.
Oh, look, there's some really weird things happening.
And everyone at Yarra Valley FM living in one area.
So how are you?
You have to see them when you drive down the road. And
oh, that's great. How are you coping with the COVID?
Sorry?
How are you coping with the COVID?
That's up and down, isn't it, for everyone?
Yeah, it'd be more of a problem when out of towners come in to your environment to worry about that, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but we haven't been frightened. We've been lucky, as in Bem River, not been touched by it, but Cam River and, you know, we had to be tested at one stage because I can tell this story. Someone was let up there during lockdown from Melbourne because they had bought a house on a permit. And while he was there at a CFA meeting, he was told by his wife that they were just positive for COVID.
Oh, no.
But it all worked out to be, it was just him and the others that he connected with all came up negative. So
that's
it
great.
Was excellent. You know, but Mallacoota are worse off than us. They had to close the caravan park down two, 3 weeks ago? Or just after Christmas, you know, more than 2,000 people camped there and they had an infection there. So they had to close all a couple of businesses.
Yeah.
And so Mallacoota got hit during this, because, you know, they all flocked up there. You know what it's like? The roads have been unbelievable. And I must say, you know, I get disgusted at the litter that they chuck all over the road.
I could imagine, yeah.
It's unbelievable now. And roadkill, you know, so that's the thing that happens. While we're had our lockdowns and we were trapped in during our fires. Those sorts of things were, we've never seen the roads as busy, and we've had quite a few major deaths on the road around here, as we do every summer.
This is a sad.
Black highway, yeah.
Really sad. Yeah. Well, look, Cindy, it's been great talking to you. I'm going to have to wrap it up. Would you like to say hello to anybody? Oh, I was going to mention, do you remember Chris Street?
Yes.
From Camelot
Castle. The singer, the player.
Yeah, he used to do country music. Yeah.
Sorry?
He used to be have a little country band and was at Camelot Castle.
Yes, that's right. I know Chris Street.
Yeah, he went, they sold up and went to Mildura.
That's right. I remember.
He showed me some photos of his property. He said it was murdered the first 6 months. The heat killed him.
You know, it's a shame. You're going to wrap me up. I really wanted to talk about my animal encounters. But anyway.
All right. Well, yeah, but we've got 5 minutes. So, go for it.
The seal in the first year that it was here.
Oh, really?
For a walk on the beach.
Yeah.
And nearly stood on, like, I'm not joking, nearly stood on a seal, huge fur seal. And at first I thought it was sick or something. I thought it was dying, you know. I sat there for about an hour or so crying, like seriously, you know, like thinking, oh, this poor thing. And it turns out it was just sunbaking. And once I realised it was just sunbaking on the beach, I got some photos of it. 2 weeks later I went down there, walked around the edge of a rock with the dog, and nearly stood on it again. But it reared up at me and the dog at one stage. It reared right up.
Really?
And, but mind you, we ran so fast. It took one move and then laid straight back down. And they sunbake on their back, you know, and they do the sand angels and the, you know.
Don't they make a weird sound? What, they kind
yeah,
of...
Yeah,
ooh, yeah. Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's right. I've heard them down the beach.
Well, yeah. When you go camping at Wingen, if you ever go camping, well, it got burnt. Unfortunately, Wingen got affected by the bushfires and burnt out the walkway, which is, it's a beautiful place. It had this beautiful walkway, but you can still go there camping. And at night we used to hear the seals sometimes when the wind blows in a certain direction because the scaries are there with all the fur seals on it.
Mm.
And it sounds like people playing something on the beach. First night I ever camped at Wingen Inlet, you could hear that sound, and I'm thinking, what are those people doing on the beach at this time of night? And it was the seals. So it sounds people going, oi, hey,
You should record it. Try and record the audio and send it to us.
I think you'd need really good recording day to, you know, like I
could always sneak over to the beach and get close
audio,
to them.
The frogs, unbelievable amount of frogs here. Yeah.
I like the flora that you got up there. Some of the photos that you put on Facebook about the plants.
And bats. We've got Genoa's got the most species of bats in Gippsland or probably in Australia or something. So we get it here in Ben, a lot of bats and a lot of birds of prey.
Are they in the trees, the bats?
Well, you get the micro bats and that. We've got about 32 living in the side of our laundry.
Don't let one of them fly into your hair, you know.
Well,
a bat?
That's a load of rubbish. But they do come out of that hole. We watch them and count them sometimes. And they have nearly flown into me. But the birds do it too. Birds catch bugs off you. You know, they'll come and sit right in front of you here.
I've seen some of the photos. So, what's the future going to hold? So, you guys are going to stay up there with your family, Wayne and the young fella?
Yeah, we plan to live here. Yeah, I think this is the final resting place.
Yeah. So there'll be no returning to the Yarra Valley?
Well, the peace, no way. I don't think I can return to having close neighbours, noise around me all constantly. When I first came here, I thought I'd gone deaf. couple of times it was that quiet.
Yeah.
I realised, oh, I can hear the birds still. So it's okay, my hearing's still
I've seen some of the great photos you put up with some of the walking tracks. They're so quiet. Looks great.
Yeah, and you talked about beaches. Well, we've got, what is it, 5 beaches. We've got a whole road that a beach up here, and it's just all the way. You can walk all the way down up to Conran from our beaches and down to our entrance. Yeah, long walks.
So do you get any Nautilus shells, those big shells?
Yeah.
Big white ones?
Shells. My husband found more than 15 Nautilus shells year before last.
They're hard to get.
Time is 7-year period, right?
Yeah, they've been very hard to get.
Yeah, well, every 7 years we get them here. But on the seventh year where they were supposed to come, a few were found and they are hard to find.
I know.
But something happened out there. Something happened out there on the, you know, where it drops, what's that called, where the reef drops.
The continental shelf.
The Gulf or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And it affected the Nautilus. So we found massive amounts of shells. But then Wayne's the only one because he's got an eagle eye and he walked kilometres of beach. And, yes, he found more than 13 Nautilus shells. So he holds a record here at the moment for Nautilus shells.
Yeah. We used to collect them.
It wasn't a good sign to find that many, and it wasn't a good sign. We also found one of the Argonauts, you know, that there are octopus that live in the Nautilus.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're beautiful. I don't know. We found one that was dead, and we found one that was still alive and tried to put it back in the water, but it probably would have washed up, but I don't know.
And the pearl shells, the coloured shells.
The what shells?
The shells that have got the colours in them. They're real shiny. It's got the colours in them. The vivid colours, like a rainbow.
Oh, right. Oh, I know what you're talking about. Abalone shells.
That's the one, yeah. People used to gather them for ashtrays.
Yeah, we used to do that. My parents used to do that when we were camping as kids.
Mm, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I don't use them for that anymore.
No. Well, that was just an example to let you know, yeah.
Yeah.
They're lovely.
Yeah, abalone's common, that's right. It just attracts my... And the sea oyster bottom shells, you know, where they're flat and they're just fantastic. But we're really lucky here. We've got so much beauty and it changes all the time. And I've had magic, like when I've been kayaking, and I've kayaked a lot now. One day I was kayaking, it was near the end of the day, and all the little fish were finning. So it was like Jaws, you know, boom, boom, boom. And it was boom, boom. You know, squeaky because they're small fish, right? But everywhere was fins, all around my kayak, all these little fish finning.
Sounds lovely.
It is. It's magic. And even when you're thinking it's going to be, you're not going to experience anything or see something different. And then we've got these fantails. You've seen the photos of the fantails?
Yeah, I have. That's what strikes me.
It's unbelievable.
In your posts.
Yeah, it's right there near our balcony, and I can walk right up to it, but I don't because I don't want to disturb it. So we take photos from the balcony of them. But there's 3 little babies in there, and they're just growing up really, really quick. And it's amazing to watch birds and how fiercely or how well they are in nature.
Yeah.
With all this weather.
I can relate. A lot of what you've said I can relate to. My dad lives down at Venice Bay. Just opposite Imbolc, and everything you've explained is really pretty much the scene of what a beach property is all about, the shells, the fauna, the lifestyle, the crabs, the fish. Bit different fish, but nevertheless.
Yeah, and seeing things like I got to view close up a feather-tail glider, which is tiny like a mouse and has a little feather tail. So you get to see the odd thing. We had a bandicoot on the balcony one night, and one night when my son walked out the back, you know, one of those gliders glided off our table out the back there. So sugar glider. So you do get to see if you look, you get to see a lot. You know.
And you've got a paddock You've got a lot of... I've seen a post where you posted a lot of kangaroos.
Yes, and I must say to people, we don't own the farmland around us. We own this, just this little property, tiny little property we got. But we're flanked on two sides by farm and in the front by bushland. And also the lake is in front of us. The river runs through the back. So there's a line of trees that I see from my window where the river is.
So you could go swimming any time.
Can go swimming any time, and sometimes it floods and we're like at a, you know, lake resort. You know, where it floods in that paddock next to us. And it's like a lake. And no, the mosquitoes are no worse than Cockatoo. In fact, when I lived in Cockatoo, more mosquitoes than I... But we do get mosquitoes, of course. We're near the sea.
Of course.
So I had to mention that because when it floods, no, we're not attacked by mosquitoes because that's running water anyway when it floods and everything. So it's not like there's heaps of mosquitoes. In fact, probably kills out a lot of stuff when it floods.
It would, out through the inlet.
But the frogs come to life. They love it.
So the mouth of the inlet is not blocked up with sand? It's free-flowing?
No, not at the moment. It's been open.
Grass.
It actually, the last time it got blasted, I can't remember. It must be more than 6 months. So it's been more open this year.
It's fascinating when they open up the inlet and if it's all sanded in and they open it up, the flow of the water is just fantastic to watch.
Sometimes, because we got such a big sandbar, we only get like a small flow and then they have to open it up.
Yeah, they would.
You know, more. But it's been open and we get run of prawns, you know, but when the bar's closed, of course you catch the most prawns because they can't get out to sea.
Yeah, well, they breed. In the inlet.
Yeah, they breed in the estuaries.
Yeah, that's right.
And then they run out to sea. It's on a new moon, which is about 13, 14 days after the full moon. They'll start running. They run all the time, but their biggest run is usually on the new moon when it's dark, you know.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, because you can see them in the moonlight. You know, you can see.
Yeah, I know. I can vaguely remember those, and there was another, not cuttlefish. That we used to catch at shallow inlet near Waratah Bay.
Oh, I must mention the glowing mushrooms, the fungus that glow pearl white at night. Just at the end of spring, just going into, well, actually we'd already got into summer, but because the weather here has been doing this, I'm summer, no, I'm winter, no, I'm summer, no, I'm winter. the glowing toads. Fungus.
Why do they glow?
I have no idea. I've read about this stuff and I didn't think we got them in East... I didn't know we got them in East Gippsland until I saw them for myself. And, hey, it did your head in because you're sitting there outside the caravan and you can see this thing glowing, you know, like you catch this light and it's like a pearl white. When we walked right up, there was a whole circle and ones going up trees like stairs and it was just... Unbelievable. Great.
Yeah,
fantastic.
And
they tell us there's red ones as well, so we're going to look out for the red ones.
It's amazing. Here. Well, Cindy, we're going to have to wrap it up. I've got a song lined up for you. Do you like Wendy Saddington?
Remind me who Wendy Saddington is.
She was a bit like Janis Joplin of the Australian version.
Yeah, they keep telling me I sound more and more like Janis.
I sent you a video of a woman... a while ago, Ruby Starr, did you get it?
Yes, and I loved that. Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, she was with Black Oak, Arkansas, that's right.
Yeah, and when you're on radio, everything comes, and then when you've been off for 3 years, you start to lose, you know. The other day some trivia came into my head and just a whole heap of trivia started coming in and I'm thinking, oh, yeah, I haven't lost it completely yet.
Look, I better wrap it up. Listen, man, it's been great talking to you.
Can I say goodbye to everyone?
You can say goodbye to everybody that you can think of.
Yeah, and David Oaten and Raymond and Ronnie Ball, if he hasn't been listening, I know he's not that. And, of course, Greg Carrick.
Our station manager and president.
Is he now?
El Presidente.
Oh, is it a good one? Good one or a bad one?
No, he's pretty cool. He lets me get away with things, so he's pretty cool.
And Siobhan, I should say hello to Siobhan if she's listening too.
Siobhan, she does listen. But this time of the day, I think she's down feeding the horses.
Yeah, she probably is.
Yeah.
And Marion Fisher still listens to you guys from Austria.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know Marion
Fisher. Yeah, I've heard the name, yeah.
Are you on a Facebook with her?
No.
Some of us are on Facebook and she takes photos of Austria and they're just brilliant, beautiful photos, mountains and snow and all that. And I better let you go.
Or and Graham, say hello to Graham Pears.
Oh yeah, Graham Pears. I'm sorry, Graham. Oh, and Charlene.
He wouldn't be listening. He'd be cutting a bit of wood somewhere.
Yeah, well, I'll just say hello anyway, in case anyone can tell her. Hi, Charlene Hoseman, Charlie.
Yeah, well, she might be listening. I think she'd be more inclined to listen to Robert E. Bob's country show.
Is he still on? Is he?
Yeah, he's back. Yeah,
well,
he's back.
Say hello to Robert E. Bob.
Yeah, there's a few of us still here.
Yeah, well, anyone that I know, just say Cindy says hello.
All right, Cindy.
Thanks for having me.
No worries, look, it's been a pleasure. And we'll chat again soon.
Yeah.
I'm going to play that song for you. Wendy Saddington, she was a big participant from the Sunbury days.
Oh, and tell David Oaten I can say Roger Hodgson. No, I didn't do it right.
No, you blew it. Well, lead singer Supertramp, right?
Yeah.
Roger Hodgson, is that it?
Yeah. Yeah. Did you watch Roger Waters last night? Oh, my God, I'm Vice. You need to get hold of it. It's called Us and Them, and it's a full concert, and it was brilliant, and I was thinking about you. I should have told you about it.
Oh, you should have messaged me, and I would have taped
it. Yes. It was on twice, too.
I didn't see it, no.
I reckon it'll come on again. Check Vice.
Come
on again.
I watched the other week the story of Syd Barrett. That was interesting.
Yeah, that would be. But that's always been an interest. Yeah.
Poor old Syd and his LSD trips and how he ruined his career. Yeah. Nevertheless. All right. Thanks, Cindy. Going to leave you with Wendy Saddington and a little thing called the Backlash Blues.
And love and health to you all. I hope you all do well.
Yep. Same for you and your family for the best for New Year and 2022, of course.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Catch you later. Love ya.
See
Bye.
You, Mel.
Second class houses, the second class.